This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, if you ask millions of Americans if they would like a better job, the resounding answer is yes. Unfortunately, many of them are unqualified for that job for reasons other than their academic training. The U.S. Labor Department says that there are record 6.2 million jobs currently available in this country. Many of those jobs won't be filled because the unemployed don't have the right academic credentials, but many others won't be filled because many candidates lack what are called soft skills. A recent Wall Street Journal article cited studies that found rudeness and disrespect on the job were a major problem in many companies. They found that when pressed at work, manners vanish. This shows up in many ways: ignoring a colleague's email request, snapping at someone in the meeting, interrupting a conversation. Many employers say a recent college graduate often cannot write an email that will not embarrass their company. A recent article in Inc.com tries to explain why millennials are so unhappy at work. The Gallup organization found that 71% are not engaged in their job. The article goes on to say that if someone's expectations are lower than what occurs in reality, that person will be happy with the outcome. If someone has high expectations, then they will feel let down. The disparity between expectation and reality is the reason so many millennials are unhappy. We might also add that millennials often have high ambition and a belief they are special. This can also contribute to their unhappiness. When you put all these factors together, you can see why millions and millions of Americans would like a better job. But you can also see why that desire may be unfulfilled. They may not be academically or socially or emotionally prepared to get that better job. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.